The Sitka Tribe of Alaska has been a consistent and strong advocate for improved service from the Marine Highway System. Hope says he'll continue that work at the table.
I'm really, really interested to start rolling up my sleeves at the first meeting and from there on in my term on the board to really look at how we can get improved ferry service to all communities that are served by the ferries.
Hope will travel to Juneau for the first meeting of the reconstituted MTAB on September 24th. The MTAB makes recommendations on the operation and development of the Alaska ferry system. It was initially created by the executive authority of Governor Frank Murkowski, who appointed two Sitkins in succession to the panel. Governor Palin's first round of appointments to the MTAB didn't include a Sitka representative, but last session, the state legislature made the MTAB law, and Representative Peggy Wilson included language creating a permanent Sitka seat. Government Relations Director Marlene Campbell believes that Hope's appointment will make Sitka less of a plaintiff and more of a player in the Marine Highway System.
Since he's actually a member, he is going to have to be given due deference. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska will have to be given due deference. And rather than us just making a comment and being stonewalled, I believe that he will be in a position to really look at the big issues. And, of course, there are much bigger issues than Sitka. And it's crucial that we keep the Marine Highway Service, especially the improved service we're seeing now, keep it going. We've had the best service this summer that I believe we've ever had.
Sitka is up from an all-time low last spring of one northbound and one southbound ship a week. With the addition of fast vehicle ferry service to and from Juneau 5 days a week this summer, plus three southbound mainliners a week and one northbound, ridership from May through mid-August has increased 20% over the same period last year, both for passengers and for vehicles. Unfortunately, Sitka's winter service will go back to what Campbell calls very poor levels and will put at risk some of the gains of the summer.
There's much less service in the wintertime. That's when a lot of the need for using the ferry is heightened because the weather is often not conducive to flying. So we still need to improve the overall schedule.
The winter schedule takes effect in October. Sitka will see one northbound and one southbound mainliner on Tuesday, and the fast vehicle ferry Chenega will run to and from Juneau on Thursdays and Sundays. Building winter service and restoring village connections will continue to be the focus of Sitka's lobbying efforts before the MTAB. Jerry Hope manages the community ride for the Sitka Tribe. He says there are many parallels between providing a bus system and operating the ferries. He says, quote, "It's the same speak." Hope plans to work first on gathering information on the operation of the system before asking his fellow board members to revisit some of the last administration's more controversial decisions, such as dropping the ferry Lecanti from the Sitka Run.
I understand that there's budget constraints there. It's driven just about everything. But then, too, it seems that just as human nature is, politics was another big component to some decision-making on the ferry schedules, where they go and where they don't go, what times, and that kind of thing.
Born and raised in Sitka, Hope is well acquainted with the mainline fleet. He believes it's time to start looking at replacing some of those ships, and while he'll be interested to hear a rationale, if any, for moving freight at high speeds over the water, he thinks the fast ferries do make sense for people and vehicles. Hope says that designing new ferries for maximum revenue will be the kind of meat and potatoes detail he looks forward to being involved in on the MTAB. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.